Boys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere. We'll be right back.
Austin, Texas. How's everybody doing this afternoon? Merry Christmas. Thank y'all for coming out and celebrating the birth of Christ with us. Feel free to sing along.
You'll tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're so glad that you're here. Welcome to our Christmas Eve service as we prepare to celebrate in just one day the coming and birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're so excited that you're here. I wonder if we could start our time, though, if you would help me just by extending a very special thanks to some of our featured artists, Rick Trevino. Glad to have you here with us once again. And over here on violin and mandolin from the band Blue October, Ryan Delahousie is here with us. And once again, we're excited to have some of our friends from the Austin Symphony here as well. And if you would, just for the entire band, so blessed to have so many talented, great musicians here at Hill Country Bible Church. Now, we'd like to, at this time, now invite you into the service. This is a participatory service, so in just a few minutes, we're going to stand together and we're going to sing carols together. And a little later, we're going to invite all of the kids to come up on the stage and join Rick as they sing to you. And at the end of our service, we're going to have a special moment together as we pass the light. And so you should all have a candle if you'd look and make sure that you have a candle nearby. If you do not have one, our ushers are going to come down the aisle if you just raise your hand, and they'll get you a candle as soon as they can. So once again, if you do not have a candle, raise your hand. The ushers will be looking around and they'll take care of that for you. While they do that, let's talk about the candle a little bit. Just a few things to consider and remember. One, if you have children, it's probably a good idea to always be mindful of where the flame is at all times. Number two, in lighting the candle, you always want to tip the unlit candle into the lit candle. Not the other way around. You don't want to pour hot wax on anyone around you either. Okay, so we're going to pick that up a little later in the service. You know, we are anticipating that God is going to speak to every one of us in a special and unique way in our time together. And so we've included in each of the bulletins that you've come in with today a card for you to fill out and just give us some feedback on your experience and maybe what God spoke to you today. If you feel comfortable with that, we'd really love to hear from you. We'll give you a little more information about that at the end of service as well. But the most important thing to remember right now is that God loves you. God loves you deeply. John 3:16 says that He loves you so much that He sent His one and only Son into the world, that if you would believe in Him, you will not perish, but you will have eternal life. So that's our hope and prayer for you today, is that you would experience the love of God in a very deep and meaningful way in our time together today. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank You for Christmas. We thank You that You sent Your Son and that He came and was among us and pointed us to having a relationship with You. We thank You for that opportunity You give us through Your Son. And Lord, we just pray that our songs and our celebration would be pleasing to Your ear. We pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you welcome Rick Trevino one more time?
Oh, what a precious promise. Oh, what a gift of love. An angel tells a virgin that she's gonna have a son. And though it's a precious promise, she wonders how can this be. What will the people say, and what if Joseph came? And her questions and her fears are met with an overwhelming joy. God has chosen her. Oh, what a precious promise. Mary waits as heaven comes to earth. Oh, what a precious promise. Oh, what a gift of love. Joseph makes his choice to do what few men would have done, to take Mary as his bride. Well, she's already carrying a child. Isn't his own. Oh, what a precious promise. Mary and the child will have a home. And shepherds stand on a hillside, their hearts racing with the news the angel told them. The star's light fills up the dark sky as the night light of precious promise is unfolding. Oh, what a precious promise. Oh, what a gift of love. The waiting now is over and the time has finally come for the God who made this world to roll back the curtain and unveil his passion for the heart of man. Oh, what a precious promise lying in a manger in Bethlehem. Oh, what a precious promise lying in a manger in Bethlehem.
Stand together with us. Let's join our voices together. Let's sing a few familiar carols. Joy to the world.
For joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Let heaven and nature sing.
Rise.
Y'all sound great out there today. This is our time, and we're going to invite the kids to make their way up to the stage. Come on, kids, join Rick up here. We're going to sing Away in a Manger.
Come on down, kids. Even if you're in the balcony, come on down. Take your time. We'll wait for you. Just, if you haven't been to Hill Country Bible Church on Christmas Eve, this is a tradition that we've continued through the past 27 years. Can't believe I've been doing this service for 27 years. Come on, kids. Hey, I even had my 18-year-old one time was up here on stage, but he's 18 now, so... I mean, you can come if you want to, Luke, but you might be the odd man out. Come on, kids. Now, I want you guys to be the loudest group, okay? Lead the loudest group. We're going to sing Away in a Manger. Keep on coming. We'll wait for you. I see some familiar faces, too. All right, y'all ready? Here we go. Sing it out.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and fit us for heaven to live with thee there. And fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
On the count of three, yell Merry Christmas. Ready? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, y'all sounded beautiful. Take your time. Take your time going back. Be careful. Go slow. Great job. Jumpers.
Well, Christmas is so close, and the anticipation is just killing us. Now, for the older people in the room, the anticipation is the joy of seeing the glow and the smile on the faces of those we care for. But to the younger or the younger at heart, it's seeing all of those presents continue to pile up under the tree and wondering, are those for me? What could be inside of those? Anybody feel that way? So I'm sure that some of you have resorted to going over and maybe pulling a present out from under the tree, maybe shaking it a little bit, maybe saying, oh, look, the paper ripped. Mom, you didn't do this good. Look, oh, that's for me. But I'm sure that none of you have ever stolen your presents before Christmas so that you could play with them. Watch what happens to Caden and his friends in this original Hill Country Bible Church short film entitled, "Twas the Heist Before Christmas."
This is Raging Caden. Is everyone in position? Over.
Jake the Snake, moving to position. Over.
Zack Attack in the backyard. Over.
The Snake is ready to strike. Over.
Let's run through the plan one last time. Jake, on my mark, you're gonna ring the doorbell over and over, waking up my parents. Zack Attack, when the coast is clear, you're my eyes on the inside. I'll sneak in, grab the package from the closet, and rendezvous back to my room. Everybody got it? Ringing doorbell in 5, 4, 3, 2. Let's blow the lid off this tuna can.
Wait, something's wrong. It's not working or something.
Just try again. Sometimes it gets stuck.
I am trying. It's still not working.
What do we do?
All right, calm down. We prepared for this. Zack Attack, initiate Operation Penny Toss.
What's Operation Penny Toss?
Seriously, just take the pennies I gave you and throw them at the back window to draw my parents out.
Over.
Oh, yeah. Moving into position. Over.
You're going with me.
I'm not going down there.
Well, I'm not going alone.
Why not?
It's scary.
Fine, you big baby. Obviously, my gym membership is a waste.
Mama Bird and Dad Eagle have flown the chicken nest. Over.
not here. I repeat, the package is not here. There it is. Found it, guys.
I wish I was still part of the heist. What are you guys doing? I'm hungry. I could eat a giraffe right now.
Who do you think would win in a fight between a gorilla and a giraffe?
There's a catch, though. The gorilla is half zombie, half gorilla. And the giraffe isn't
even a giraffe. It's a shark that walks on two legs.
Shut up, Jake. Oh no, he's coming back. Caden, get out of there.
Caden, your dad is coming back. I repeat, your dad is coming back.
Honey, where's the flashlight?
In the closet. Guys, I gotta
go to the bathroom. Jake, stop talking.
Just go in your pants like you did in third grade.
I didn't pee my pants. They were wet because I spilled water on them at lunch.
Kevin Todd's the one who
actually peed his pants in the third grade, but no one
wants to talk about that, do they? They want to sweep it up and pretend it never happened.
Well, I know what happened, and I'll never forget Kevin Todd. So crazy, dude. My dad was this close to seeing me when the doorbell rang.
You guys were so lucky I was there to bail you out.
Bail us out? You didn't bail anyone out. You were the one causing all the problems.
What?
Who cares? We pulled it off.
That's so fair.
I can't believe someone would steal from someone else. Who does that?
Didn't you just steal from your own parents?
That was different.
What are you eating? That looks disgusting. Is it good?
How can you guys just sit there and joke around? My parents are gonna murder me and you don't even care.
What do you want us to do, Caden? You lost it.
I didn't lose it, Jake. It was stolen. I didn't even want to do this in the first place, but you guys talked me into it. So now you have to help me come up with a plan to replace it.
Yeah, I'm sure we're all gonna have 400 bucks.
I know you don't have 400 bucks, but we all have some money, right? Maybe we could get it all together and it would be enough. Look, how much do you have, Jake?
Why are you only asking me? I'm the one who still has a PlayStation 3. Basically, one step away from living on the streets. Zach's the one with the rich parents.
Rich parents? Look at the size of this house.
Look at your dad's car.
Houses are more expensive than cars, and you would know that too if you didn't fail math class twice in 1 year.
Oh, good one. At least I can get a girlfriend.
Yeah, and who's your girlfriend? The lunch lady?
Guys, I think I have a plan.
What?
The Legend of Donnie Meyer.
Oh, come on, that's just a stupid myth.
Wait, who's Donnie Meyer?
You know the picture of the Marine hanging in a trophy case at school?
Yeah.
That's Donnie Meyer. He used to go to school here. He died in Iraq. The legend is that he has these amazing baseball card collections worth thousands. Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, all kinds of old cards. One day before he went to war, he buried them somewhere and no one has ever found them since.
That's not entirely true. The legend is that his parents buried the baseball cards with his body in a graveyard.
So we can't just go dig up a body for some stupid baseball cards.
That's the thing. I don't think the cards were ever buried in his grave. Look, last summer I went camping with my dad. I saw this cross memorial thing set up out in the woods. Guess whose picture was on the cross? Donnie Meyer. I don't think the cards were ever buried in his grave. I think they were buried underneath his memorial out in those woods. We should go look for it tonight.
No, dude, I'm not going out in the woods tonight.
Fine then, I'll just tell your parents the whole story. Your dad'll be cool with it.
I'm gonna go grab a shovel.
I'm gonna go help him find it.
waste of time.
Where is this stupid place? We've been walking for hours. I'm so tired.
We've only been walking for 10 minutes.
Jake, you whine more than anybody that I know. You sound like a little girl who just saw her Barbie doll get cut in half with a chainsaw.
I don't even have a Barbie doll anymore.
Wait, you used to have a Barbie doll?
No, shut up. I was just kidding.
You didn't sound like you were kidding.
Well, I was, so leave me alone.
Guys. I think I see it. Come on.
Oh my gosh. Can't believe we actually found it.
Whoa.
Told you it was here. Hand me a shovel.
Here. There's nothing down there.
Try that spot.
What spot?
Right there, that little mound of dirt.
That's it.
What is it?
It's like an old metal box. Help me dig it out.
Hold this for a second.
All right.
Here.
I'm trying.
Let me do it, you weakling.
Here.
Who's a weakling now?
Oh! No way! Look at all these cars!
The legend is true. Do you guys know what this means? We're all going to be rich.
We're going to be rich.
Oh, my gosh.
I can buy anything I want.
All right.
We got to get out of here. No one says anything to anyone about this. Got it?
Okay.
All right, let's go.
How much do you think those cards are actually worth?
They got to be worth thousands.
What are you going to buy with the all shares?
I'm going to buy a Lifetime Supply of Pop-Tarts, 47 Roman candles, and if I have enough left over, I'm going to buy a live hand grenade.
You don't even know how much they're worth yet, so just hold your horses.
Oh, dude, I should buy a horse.
Oh, man, this place is awesome.
Hi, guys. What can I help you with?
Hi, we found a bunch of baseball cards and we're wondering how much they're worth.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. I don't know, guys. I'd have to look them over pretty carefully, but these don't look like they're worth very much. As a matter of fact, the box you brought them in is probably worth more than the cards.
Are you sure? They look really old. Did you see the Willie Mays card?
Yeah, some of them are pretty old, but they're reprints. If you had an original now, that would really be worth something.
Are they worth anything?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. Wait a minute. That's an original Mickey Mantle. Where did you say you found these cards?
We found them in my,
dollhouse.
What?
Yeah, he's got a dollhouse, and lots of Barbies, too. How much is it worth?
Well, based on what I can sell this for, I can give you $600 cash for this card right now.
$600, dude? We can buy thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
He's just not smart.
What?
Well, maybe he needs a little help with his math homework. But in the meantime, do we have a deal?
Yeah.
All right, deal.
Yes! We're going to be rich!
Oh, my God!
It's awesome! We're going to buy a PS4!
I'm looking forward to buying my hand grenade!
Oh, yeah!
He's our first ever
Roman
candles!
Harry? Mr. Morris, I'm so sorry to bother you.
It's fine.
This is not a good time, I realize that, but I've just found out about some things that my son did at school, which he's going to apologize for right now. Tell him what you told me.
Last week, I saw Caden with us at school and I stole it from his locker. I'm sorry, I don't know why I stole it. I tried to put everything back in the box. Sorry, Caden.
How'd you get the money? Did you steal it?
No.
You didn't steal it?
Well, I don't know. We heard there were some baseball cards buried underneath Donnie Myers' memorial out in the woods. We snuck out last Friday and dug them up and used the money to buy a new one. I'm sorry, Dad.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Meyer, my name is Caden Morris, and I'm writing you this letter to ask for your forgiveness. Me and my friends did a really stupid thing and stole Donnie's baseball card collection from his memorial and sold it for a video game system. I'm so sorry for doing this. It was incredibly selfish and immature, and I know I don't deserve it, but I'm asking for your forgiveness. I know it doesn't change what I did, but I bought back the cards that we stole from Donnie and put them right back where we found them. I just wanted to own up to my mistakes, and for whatever it's worth, I promise to always try and do better.
This is unfortunate.
I learned a lot this Christmas, but the most important thing I learned was that no matter how much I've messed things up, and no matter how many people I've hurt, it's never too late to admit my mistakes and ask for forgiveness. Merry Christmas. Sincerely, Caden Morris.
What started off as a brilliant plan turned into a nightmare. It was all fun and games at first, but when the PlayStation 4 vanished, it put Caden in a situation of feeling guilt and then this overwhelming fear that he's going to get caught. They're going to find out about it. And so the simple heist moved to an elaborate scam, which led to a deeper pit of thievery and deception. Fortunately, Caden has loving parents who forgave him. And Donnie Myers' parents also offered him forgiveness as well, lifting that burden of guilt from his soul. Now, we can all relate to Caden because every one of us have done things that are bad, putting us and others in a situation of harm. Here's the good news at Christmas Eve. The good news at Christmas Eve is that you have a loving Father in heaven. God loves you and desires to offer you forgiveness for all the things you've done wrong. Now, some of you may be thinking, well, you know, maybe God forgives religious people, or maybe God forgives children who don't know any better, or just nice people in general, but me? You don't know what I've done. Could God really forgive me? Remember what the angel said to the shepherds on the night of Jesus' birth. The angel said, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. That's you and me. He says, today in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you. Jesus Christ, God's Son, came into the world as a Savior. Now, some of you might say, well, why a Savior? The reason why Jesus came as a Savior is because we all need to be saved. We need to be rescued and forgiven of our sins. And so Jesus came to show the love of God to us and actually suffered the punishment for our sins so that we could be forgiven. Christmas is a time when we are reminded that God offers his love to us and his forgiveness. I wonder, have you personally received that gift of forgiveness? Have you opened it up and experienced the joy of knowing that your sins have been paid for and that you're in a right relationship with God? Oftentimes I find that people who are beginning to enter into that relationship with God find a simple prayer that helps them take that step. Now, it's not actually praying a prayer that makes a difference, but it's the meaning of the prayer that matters. And so today, on this Christmas Eve, if you're ready to ask God for forgiveness and to receive his love, I would offer to lead you in a very simple prayer. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to bow our heads together. I'm going to lead in this prayer. And if this is a prayer that expresses your heart to God, just in your heart, pray it to God as I pray. Let's bow our heads together. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me. I believe that you died for me and rose again. Come into my life. Be my Savior, be my Lord, and guide me in your path. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who may have prayed that prayer for the first time in sincerity to God, truly asking for forgiveness, congratulations. God extends his love and his grace and his forgiveness to you, and we want to help you on your spiritual journey. And so we've included in your program just a little tear off there that if you'd like some more help, some more encouragement, if you just fill that out and drop it at one of our welcome centers around as you're leaving today, we'll get back with you. We'll help you take your next step. Also, if today was the first day that you prayed to invite Jesus to forgive you, we've got a little gift at those tables around, and be sure and stop and give them your card and then pick up one of those gifts. It will help you get started on your spiritual journey. God loves you and offers forgiveness, and that's why Jesus came. He came as the light of the world, coming into the manger as a baby, but the light that he brought from God himself continues to extend to us even today. And so as we pass the light from person to person, from the manger, from Jesus to the rest of us, and you see the glow on the faces of those you care for, remember that God loves you and his forgiveness this Christmas is for you.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Noche de paz, noche de amor, todo duermen rededor entre los astros que esparcen su luz, bien anunciando al niñito Jesús. Brilla la estrella de paz, brilla la estrella de paz. Lift your voices. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
As we extinguish our lights together, we know that the light of Jesus continues to shine in our hearts and throughout the world. We would ask you that you would just leave your candles in your seats, and we want you to know the love of Jesus and his forgiveness is available for you this Christmas. May God bless each one of you, and have a very Merry Christmas.
night bells ring